series called Under Construction. Let's go with it, Raj. Got about a solid 15 minutes here. Say 2-minute warning with me. 2-minute warning. How many have seen a lot of ball games that can turn in the last 2 minutes? Amen? How many have seen a lot of them turn ugly in the last 2 minutes? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen a lot of that being a Viking fan. We can win the whole game. We can win the whole game and lose it in the last 2 minutes. We're so good, we can lose it like with 3 seconds left. We perfected it. Amen. Come on. Happened to the high school boys basketball team Wednesday night. They beat Venice all the way, 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 with about a minute left. Lost the game. Didn't get beat. There's a difference. They what? They lost the game. So they brought me in to encourage the boys after they lost the game the next day. And he wanted me to come in and encourage them because they were so down. Here's what I told them. I said, boys, I come here today to encourage you. That's what he wanted me to do because of your loss that you had. I said, but I never learned how to do that. So I can't do that for you. You know why? Because you lost the game. That's what you did. I don't need to feel good after I lose. Amen. Say. I need to learn something about it and improve on it and do better. Not like pat you on the head. Well, you did really good. Well, you did good about 31 and a half minutes. Amen. I don't want to do that in my life for the Lord. Amen. Let's talk about it. 2-minute warning. Nehemiah. Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God. We set a watch against them day and night because of them. Nehemiah went back to the city of Jerusalem. It had been burned with fire. This thing had been trying to get rebuilt for 90 years. Say 90 years with me. 90 years. And he sent some folk back. He went to the king. I can't preach the whole book of Nehemiah again. The bottom line, he's there now and he's building that thing. He's about got it done. He's in the 2-minute warning. He's in the last 2 minutes. So he made his prayer to God day and night. We set a watch against two, the enemy. Because we're getting this done. Amen? I looked up and I rose up. Verse 14, I looked up, I rose up, I said unto the nobles, to the rulers, to the rest of the people, be not afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible. That word terrible means mighty and powerful and awesome. And fight for your brethren. You know what I'm saying? He didn't go, you've done a good job. Look at it. We're almost done. Look how pretty. Fight! Because people lose the game in the last 2 minutes. And things don't get done. I don't want to lose that game in this building. Amen? Say. Ain't happening. Hell or high water will fight all the way to the end to do it debt free. You listening? Fight! You know what I'm saying? So he said, fight for your brethren. The thing is with us, though, our lives, our kids' lives are at stake as far as, you know, people aren't coming to try to kill us. This is something we get to do. Amen? But you know what? The lives of people can be changed at a ministry like that for years and years and years and years to come. Just imagine the difference that can be made in young families' lives. Amen? Say, people come into Christ. That's going to take some fighting. Amen? Y'all listening or not? Fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses. This is for you. Nehemiah was at the king's palace. He was fine. He had it made. All he could do was coach. Leaders lead. He had to paint a picture, a vision. Let them see it. You got to do this. You got to push forward. We can finish it. So don't be afraid of them. Remember the Lord's great and terrible, and fight for your family. Keep going. In one hand, say it with me. Come on, y'all are pitiful. Come on. In one hand, and the other hand, one more time. In one hand, and the other hand, that's how you need to live your life too, by the way. Fight the good fight of faith, the Bible says. Amen? All right, if everything you do is just work, and I just work, and I just work, and I just work, but I'm going to tell you something right now. If you don't fight that good fight of faith, have the Word of God, listen. Hey, darling. If you don't fight, have the Word of God, on a daily basis, you confess sin, you fight this fight, you don't get complacent in your Christian life, listen, you're not going to win the Christian life. You hearing me? Fight. One hand work. So they build it on the wall. They that bear burdens with those that laid it. Everyone with his hands wrought in the work, and with the other hand he held a what? It's hard to work like that, isn't it? Sometimes that's what you do in the 2 minutes.
Yeah.
You watch where you throw the ball. Quarterback. Running back. You do what with the ball? You hold on to the ball. You understand? Basketball team, when you're throwing that ball in from the sidelines, it's late in the game. Do you go for that long pass? No. You throw it right there to that guy right there and let the other team foul him. Don't get pretty and cute on us. Right, coach? Excuse me. Our God will fight for us. In what place, therefore, you hear the sound of the trumpet, resort thither unto us, and our God shall what? It's amazing. When you get tenacious in the last 2 minutes and you fight like that, it's amazing. Well, then God starts fighting with you too. Amen? That's the good part of this story. None of us put off our clothes. Well, I just got to go look pretty. So neither I nor my brethren nor my servants nor the men of the guard which followed me, none of us put off our clothes, saving everyone put them off occasionally for washing when we stank like a pig. Because this mattered, building this city. Amen? This kind of victorious attitude can radically change things, but you'll face intense opposition. When you have that attitude that I'm going to win in the last 2 minutes, I'm going to fight, I'm going to stay strong. And really, that's how we ought to live our life, because none of us know what tomorrow is going to bring, do we? We don't know what our life is. It's a vapor that appears what? For what? Little time and then what? Vanishes away. We're to live life like it's the last 2 minutes. How much better your family would be. How much better your friendships would be. How much better job you'd do at work if I'm living my life like I'm in the last 2 minutes. Amen. Be surprised how your world would change. The enemy, though, he knows this is powerful, what I'm telling you this morning. He wants you distracted. So that was Nehemiah's attitude. He got everybody pumped up. They were jazzed. They were ready to go. It came to pass when Sanballat, these are enemies, Tobiah, Geshem, the Arabian, the rest of our enemies heard that I had builded the wall and that there was no breach left, though at that time I had not set the doors upon the gates. See, last 2 minutes. He's almost there. That Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me saying, come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me what? They tried to get him down off the what? Wall. They tried to get him distracted the last 2 minutes. You understand? Yes or no? The enemy will try to get you distracted, not distracted. He wants us to lose our focus. Okay? Instead of being tenacious in our life and living for God and doing the right thing and pressing forward and always being on the offense. Amen? Nehemiah's response. I sent messengers unto them. I said, I'm doing a great work. I can't come down to you crazy people. Why should the work cease while and I leave it? I'm going to come down to you? Ain't happening. Yet they sent unto me four times. Satan will keep knocking on your door trying to get you to screw up in the last 2 minutes. You listening? Four times after the same thing, and I answered them what? He might have got ugly with them. Amen? I'm doing a great work. I can't come down. And why should I come down to people like you? Because it ain't happening, Jack. Amen? So, he said, I'm going to stay up. All right? I'm not going to lose my focus. Something else Satan wants to do in the two-minute warning, the last 2 minutes. So, he wants you distracted. He wants you dis-what? Credited. What do I mean? Listen. Then sent Sanballat, this is the enemy, his servant unto me in like manner the fifth time, with an open letter in his hand, whereon was written, it's reported among you, the heathen, that Gashmu says that you and the Jews are thinking to rebel against the king, for which cause, that's why you're building the wall, that you can be king. Nehemiah, you're trying to build your kingdom according to these words. And you have also appointed prophets to preach of you. Not only do you want to be king, you want to be God. Saying, there's a king in Judah. Now it shall be reported to the king where you come from. According to these words, come now, therefore, and we should meet and let's talk about this gossipy crap. Did y'all hear me? That's what Satan will do. When the two-minute warning, he'll try to wreck your faith. He'll try to bring some gossip along and some mess and, you know, some talk and some smack going on over here. And I talked to the basketball team the other day. One thing that bothered me, instead of playing the game, they wanted to fuss at the ref. You just usually don't win a game if you're fussing with the ref.
How about play the game and shut up? Amen. Say. So I really encouraged him the other day when I went in. I think it's my last trip. But you know what? It's funny. It's funny. Ball players that really want to win, they eat that up. They eat that up. That's what they want to hear, I think. Amen? This is good for us today. Okay? It could have got Nehemiah all upset what people were saying. I went to McDonald's this morning. I got a hush. I'm getting long. But I went to McDonald's this morning, and a lady was sitting with a lady that I know. Sweet, dear lady. And she's been sort of like a mom type to me for years and years and years. And she's sitting there, and this other lady, and this is a nice lady, I don't know her. But the lady introduced me to her. And I said, well, hey, I said, yeah, I see her here often at McDonald's in the morning. I said, and I like their coffee. And she says, I do too. And she said, a lot of people like Dunkin' Donuts coffee, but I don't like it. It's bitter. Where'd that come from? I said, being the pain in the rear I am, I said, well, I love Dunkin' Donuts coffee. It's awesome. I'm not going to hear any negative. I'm fixing to go to the church. Are you hearing me or not? I know it might not make much sense what's on that screen, what I just said, but I'm telling you, we can listen. Listen to me. You can listen to stuff. You can listen to what people say about you. You can listen to negative in your life. It'll absolutely keep you from winning in the last 2 minutes. How different would Englewood be when somebody came and just wanted to talk negative and say something? We would go, you know what? I don't really want to hear that. Are you listening? And that goes for around here. If you come talk to me and you're going to start to be like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Well, what is that about? Amen. Say, is there anything you can praise the Lord for? Can somebody raise a hand if you got just one thing in your life to praise the Lord for? Just one. I'm not talking about like nine. You know, I mean, you just got one. Amen. Say. This kind of mess, this talk, trying to get Nehemiah discredited, saying he's trying to do some bad things, whatever. Then I sent him saying, there are no such things done as you're saying. You're saying this out of your own heart. For they all made us afraid, saying, their hands shall be weakened from the work that is not done. Now therefore, God, strengthen my hands. Okay? What you say isn't right. And you're not going to discredit me, and you're not going to get me negative, and you're not going to get me down off this wall. Because last time I checked, I got a couple of gates to set. 2 minute warning. This comes from your own wicked heart. Oh God, strengthen my hands. Don't you love this guy? I love this guy. I'm going to pray up. Stay up, and I'm going to pray up. 2 minute warning, we're almost done. The enemy wants you, the final thing, he wants you dysfunctional. There's nothing like fear that can render a team defeated. Or discouragement. I remember this year, Coach, our Port Charlotte game. Remember the halftime score? What was it? It was 2-0. Remember that safety is all it was 2-0. Two stinking points they had on us. It's halftime. They got 2 points. Last time I checked, all it needs is a field goal, right? You got a whole half to get a field goal. We came out, we fumbled the ball. They scored, now it's 9-0. We never recovered. They really weren't a better team than us. But we got defeated. Remember? We got defeated. That's what Satan wants to render you. He wants to render you dysfunctional. Are y'all understanding? I don't know if you get my sports metaphors this morning. It is Super Bowl Sunday. Afterward, I came unto the house of Shemaiah, the son of Deliah, son of Methabeel, who was shut up. And he said, let us meet together in the house of God within the temple. Let us shut the doors of the temple, for they're going to come and try to kill you, Nehemiah. Yea, in the night, they're going to come and kill you. He wanted him to trust man instead of trust God. This was a crooked priest. He was on the take. They couldn't get to him other ways, so they tried to get to his heart, tried to get him to fear, tried to get a preacher to tell him, they're going to kill you. Come to the house of God, and you'll be safe. If he'd have went to the house of God, who was probably waiting there for him to kill him? The enemy. And he was trying to get him also scared to death. Satan wants you paralyzed with fear in the last 2 minutes. He wants you scared instead of knowing you're a winner. Amen? Nehemiah's response, and I said, should such a man as I flee, who is there that being as I am would go into the temple to save his life? I ain't going in. And lo, I perceived that God didn't send him, but he had pronounced this prophecy against me. For Tobiah and Sanballat had done what to the preacher? Had hired the sorry no good dog. Amen? Come on. Therefore was he hired that I should be afraid and do so in sin, and that they might have a matter of evil report, that they might reproach me. My God, think thou upon Tobiah and Sanballat according to their works, and on the prophetess Noadiah and the rest of them that would have put fear in me. So Nehemiah, man, he put a curse on them. He just prayed a curse from God on them. Amen? Because he wasn't going to get distracted and dysfunctional in the what? The last 2 minutes. I ain't going to run and hide, and I'm not going to be afraid. Ain't happening. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to fight all the way to the end of my 2 minute warning. Finally, Satan wants you to lose your focus, and I'm going to tell him I'm going to stay up. Keep going. Satan wants to wreck my faith, but I'm going to tell him I'm going to pray up. Satan wants to paralyze me with fear, but I'm going to tell him I'm not going to give up. Amen. In my last 2 minutes, I'm going to stay with it. Amen. Are y'all hearing me or not? Can we, somebody, get this tape and send it to the Vikings? This would preach. I've said the only reason I'd leave Fellowship Church is if the Vikings called me and said, we want you to be our chaplain. I don't think I'd last a day there the way I talk about them. They're ugly. You know what I'm saying? Here we go. A winning attitude, say it with me, can do what? I honestly believe if this church, and I'm happy with what we're doing and how we're doing it, but I believe if we really, really looked at life like it was the last 2 minutes, I think we're a big enough congregation that that building wouldn't have to slow down. Because that's what's going to happen. It's going to have to slow down, and it's going to have to not stop totally, but come to a real slow, because we've got to keep the funding going. You understand? And that's being smart. We've got to be smart. But I think if we had a winning attitude, I think we could knock that thing out of the park. You listening? That's just my humble opinion. How long did it take a man to build this wall and the people because he was a leader? It had sat there for 90 years. And people were getting killed. So the wall was finished in the 20th and 5th day of the month Elul. Say it with me, in how many days? One more time. That ain't a long time to rebuild a whole city with the enemies all around you trying to snipe you and shoot you every day. But oh no, we can't build something debt free. I don't know what you've been smoking, but I ain't smoking it. I believe we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen. I believe we can do the impossible, what seems the impossible, because it ain't impossible at all. It's very doable. Amen. 2 minute warning, 52 days. Amen. We're done, Raj. What can you do in 52 days? Amen. Did you hear the message today? Amen. Let's praise the Lord for the word this morning. Amen. Come on. I liked it.